This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the benefits of Salah, the five daily prayers? Now, dear listeners, we have discussed the acts of worship and their conditions as well as their philosophies. After stating those general concepts, let us now deal with the manifestations and examine the most apparent form of servitude, ubudiyya, which is prayer, salah. Again, the most clear manifestation of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prayer. Now, first of all, we need to know the status of prayer from the perspective of the Holy Quran. Prayer, salah, namaz, has been one of the most important commands of the Holy Prophets, and especially Holy Prophet Muhammad. And prayer has been one of the most apparent, clear manifestations of worship. As we find in the Holy Quran, the word of Allah, in multiple verses, for example, in chapter Luqman, which is chapter 31, verse number 17, Luqman the wise says to his son, O my son, maintain the prayer. Also in chapter number 20, which is chapter Taha, in verse number 14, we find that prayer is a cure for forgetfulness, and it is a means of remembrance of Allah. As it states in this verse, and maintain the prayer for my remembrance, that is, for Allah's remembrance. Also, we find that the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his household, says, prayer is the covenant of Allah.
When we carefully look at this universe, we see beings going to one another for help. Cells depend on atoms. Organs depend on cells. The body relies on its organs. Plants and animals depend on clouds. And people rely on animals. Everything goes to another for help and completes another's task. However, before one can help another, the one helping must have will and should be able to decide whether or not to help. Alongside will, there has to be power. If one does not have power, then he or she cannot help. In addition, the person helping must have the knowledge to understand the one in need, must be able to hear and see the one in need, have a conscience to feel the other's needs, and dozens of other such qualities. However, creatures that run to help each other do not have qualities like free will, power, and the abilities to see and hear. In fact, a portion of them does not have lives. In that case, these creatures cannot do any helping on their own. It shows that there is, and has to be, an entity behind the curtains who directs the helping. If we were to separate all living beings to one side, then a lifeless, unconscious, willless, and powerless group would remain. Like in the example of the powerful helping the weak, and the rich aiding the poor, in this instance, it would be necessary for those who are living to help those that are lifeless. However, the reality is just the opposite, because those that are lifeless are helping living beings. Since it is impossible for non-living and willless things to help on their own, it shows that they are all servants and they act upon God's orders. For example, clouds will hurry to help the inhabitants of the earth by watering them. From this situation, we must accept one out of the following three premises. 1. Clouds know humans, animals, and plants, and they pour water out of their compassion for them. And of course, in order to do such a thing, clouds must have qualities like life, free will, power, and knowledge. 2. The human's power compels clouds to rain. The human will command a cloud to rain, and the cloud will rain. These two explanations are not acceptable, and a person who has not lost his mind would not choose either of these options. In that case, the following is the only viable option. 3. Clouds are the servants of God. And with His command, they water the inhabitants of the earth. God is both the creator of the rain and the one who shows compassion to the planet's inhabitants.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to our discussion about prayer, Salah, in Biharul Anwar, volume 77, page 77, we find that our beloved Prophet, for him, prayer was like solace and comfort, because he says, "My eyes find solace in prayer." Also, in Surah Al-Baqarah, that is chapter number 2, verse number 45, we find that prayer, salah, is a means of seeking assistance in times of adversity and difficulty. Allah says, "And take recourse in patience and prayer." Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, saying number 252, says, "Prayer is a cure for arrogance." He says that Allah has laid down prayer for purification from vanity. Also, in chapter number 108, verse number 2 of the Holy Quran, and this is chapter Al-Kawthar, we find that prayer is a means of thanking Allah for His blessings. As the verse says, "So pray to your Lord and offer sacrifice in gratitude."
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Rajin, The Whispered Prayer of the Hopeful. Please stay with me. O he who gives to a servant who asks from him, takes him to his wish when he expectantly hopes for what is with him, brings him near and close when he approaches him, covers over his sin and cloaks it when he shows it openly, and satisfies and suffices him when he has confidence in him. My God, who is the one who has come before you seeking hospitality and whom you have not received hospitably? Who is the one who has dismounted at your door hoping for magnanimity and to whom you have not shown it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about prayer, Salah. Now, prayer identifies the school of Islam. The Holy Prophet Muhammad says, prayer is the banner of Islam. And in Mustadrak al-Hakim, volume 1, page 172, we find that it says prayer is a firm support, a pillar of religion. As it says, and it, prayer, is the pillar of your religion. Dear friends, prayer is like the head to the body. The Holy Prophet of Islam says, which can be found in Nahj al-Fasaha, statement 3075, the Holy Prophet says, the position of prayer in religion is like that of the head to the body. Also, in Nahj al-Fasaha, statement number 1588, we find that the Holy Prophet Muhammad says, prayer is the key to paradise. Also, in Furu al-Kafi, volume number 1, page 267, we find that prayer assesses the people. As it is quoted, prayer is a scale, a mizan. Also in Wasail Ashia, volume number 1, page number 4, we find that prayer is the basis of religion. As it says, Islam is based on prayer. Also, dear friends, in Nahj al-Fasaha, statement number 979, we find that the prayers of an individual will be the first question that is to be asked on the day of resurrection. As it is quoted, the first thing to be accounted with respect to the servant, the abd, is prayer. And finally, in Wasail Ashiya, volume number 3, page number 7, we find that prayer washes away the sins. In a tradition, prayer is likened to a river in which a man takes a bath 5 times a day, and thus no dirt remains on his body.
Ilahana, ma'adalak.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah. And God bless you all.
Allah wahdahu la sharika la subhanahu.